Hang on here.
Hi there. Thank you, Josh, for holding. My name is Paul, and I am the Regional Pricing Director. Of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line here, get you the details of the service, answer any of your questions, and then because the name is quite new, she's asking that I actually apply that and add the new in business rate to make it even more affordable for you. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's cold, bro.
No, I hear you. Well, I've got your file here in front of me, and I do have your... I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top
of
the page. I mean, you have to be. You know, that's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you especially... Now, being with the new name and everything, that's the power of this listing. People don't need to know the name of your company, but they'll find you when they go on Google or go on Bing, when they're on their smartphone or their computer, they're typing in gutter cleaning or any of the services you want to be found for. We'll make sure that your business pops up. And, of course, they'll see that website, right? You've got the website already. That's a powerful conversion tool. Of course, it gives the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Our job is just to make it easy for people to find it. We're going to attach it to a verified listing on Google and Bing. And, of course, all the directories and destinations that Google looks for ultimately indexes and uses to determine what businesses they'll put ahead of their competitors right there on the first page, where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. Now, with that 25-mile radius, I think we should include a social media campaign as well, Facebook ads, get you found quickly, big cities and small, specific zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be.
Nah, man, we're just going to talk about Google.
All right. So you're looking at a flat rate. I mean, this is for in and around Acworth and maybe Murrieta. And, of course, that 25-mile radius, you're looking at $199 a month, and that's the exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate.
Okay.
So you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Did you have any questions?
So I already pay for Google Ads.
Okay.
Should I stop paying for Google Ads?
Well, if you're seeing a return on investment with Google Ads, I mean, it's worth doing.
Not.
I know it's just
kind of,
okay. Yeah, okay. And it is just kind of you, right? It's not you and a crew or a multiple crews.
I mean, I have
like
I have subcontractors, but...
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Google Ads are not always profitable, and they're not always affordable either. I mean, you know, they might be $5 a click or $15 a click. With this, it's a flat rate. And most people, myself included, you know, skip past those paid ads at the top and go to that local map. That's where you can look at websites, look at reviews. You can really learn more about the company before you pick up the phone to call them. You'll have what Google calls the knowledge panel. It's kind of virtual or digital brochure for your business. So even before someone decides to pick up the phone and call you, they've got the good and compelling reasons why they should do that. You know, even before they click on the website, even they can see pictures of the work that you do and kind of bullet points for the services that you provide. So it's a profitable position to be in. And the best part about it, it doesn't rotate like Google Ads do, and it's not pay per click. It's just that flat rate of $199.
Okay. I mean, people who usually sign up for this, what do they have to say about it?
Well, I can tell you this, and I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page. The clients that keep that use the service keep the service. It's profitable to be on that first page, and nobody cancels on profit. We got a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. We've been doing this since 2004, so 19 years. It's kind of a long time for really any company, any industry, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, that is a long time. The name of the company is Local Splash. localsplash.com is our website, and I'm sending you right now a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you can maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, like I said, you'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. You can see not only the work that you're getting from using the service, you can see the work that we're doing to put you and keep you on the first page. You can also monitor your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Like I said, to get you on that first page requires that we create additional destinations and directories that, like a website, talk about your services and service area and kind of reassure Google that if someone were to call you, you could provide that service. So whether those reviews are on Yelp, Google, Foursquare, wherever they originally populate, they repopulate on your tracking system. So you can, from one place, request reviews or respond to reviews or even have us respond to those reviews for you. We would do that at no additional cost. Like I said, since 2004, over 19 years of industry experience. If you scroll down below that big picture, it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a box below that that says Google Partner with a colorful Google G inside it. If you click on that box, it's not just copy and paste it off the internet. It's our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google, and if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. Of course, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, they do share those changes with us ahead of time. So we always make sure you've got the right content to stay right there on that first page.
Now, what's up with the setup fee in the contract?
Yeah, there is no contract. I mean, it is month to month. I can go month to month.
It says, right, I'm looking at your page, it just says 2 month contract required.
Right. So, you know,
and
that's
a $300 setup fee.
Right. And it also says $3.99 a month for the pro package. So
it does. It's online.
Right. So that's what's listed on our website. It's listed that way because that's about what we spend in the first month to create that content listed there. But I mean, you're a young company, or at least the business name is new. Looks like you're spending advertising dollars elsewhere. I would take $200 off of that setup fee, just a one-time setup fee of $99. And then for the pro package, like I said, I would cut that in half from $3.99 down to $1.99. And it is month to month. I mean, we do hope, and you probably should give it 2 months to see best results. Industry standard says 60 to 90 days. We say 30 to 45 days for the best placement, the best return on investment, because it's not like we flip a switch and inundate you with calls overnight. Everything has to be done within Google guidelines, and it does take a little bit of time to get you on that first page to get your phone ringing. But it is offered on a month-to-month basis. In fact, before I could even ask you for any form of payment, because we are Google partners, I'm required to read what's called a voice verification that does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is, in fact, a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, that we're reducing the cost of the setup fee, etc. So you'd be looking at, what, $298 for the first month, and every month after that it would be $199 as an exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you, man, you're saying a lot, and it's not all getting through to me. It's like a lot of a mumbo-jumbo.
You know, I'd be happy to kind of answer any questions that you have, and you do have good questions. But, I mean, you're asking about the setup fee. You're asking about, you know, the terms and things like that. I think I've been pretty straightforward in answering that.
Let's focus on what I do. So I'm almost like a turnkey company. Pretty much anybody can come to me with any kind of problem for their house, and I can connect them with somebody, or we do the work. We do pretty much everything from the concrete to the quarter round, right? But for what I want to do with you guys, I want to see if you can make my gutter cleaning business go boom. See if you guys can get me some more clicks off Google, right? That's all I want to focus on. So for gutter cleaning, she was talking about, Tara was talking about keywords and optimizing my keywords. Like, how does that work, right? Because I know that Google's algorithm, like my search results will show up higher when more websites talk about what I do.
Right.
But then how does that tie in with keywords, and how does it work? Like, I got no clue. So you're just saying, oh, yeah, it's going to happen, but I just don't know, have any knowledge in the area.
Right. So that's kind of what she's talking about or referring to when she says keywords, because, I mean, we are creating multiple directories that will talk about those keywords, talk about those services. The businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors, they're not the ones that have been doing it the longest, have the biggest company, or do the best job in town, but they are the ones that can reassure Google time and again on multiple platforms that if someone were to call them, they do, in fact, and would, in fact, be able to provide those services in that service area. So we'll be listing those keywords and talking about those services like your website does, but on multiple destinations and directories. And Google indexes almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from Yelp and Facebook that the public is aware of to things like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, directories that no one's ever really heard of. We don't create that content because your customers would see it or necessarily even know to look for it, but because Google and Bing index that content in an instant when someone types in something, when someone's looking for a search phrase or a keyword, when Google can see that you do provide those services in that area, and again, multiple times on many different destinations, that's what's going to have you pop up ahead of your competitors. So you're right. When you do have different websites, so to speak, or different destinations, directories, platforms, submissions that, like a website, do talk about your company and your services and service area with the keywords for the services that you provide, that's what's going to get you ahead of your competition and get your phone ringing. I mean, people are always going to be looking for your services, and if you're one of those options that they see on that initial result, then you will certainly get more phone calls.
Tara, are you still on the call?
She's actually moved on to another.
She's not. Oh, okay.
No, she's not on the call.
All right. Okay. I'm just reading your Better Business Bureau reviews now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good you guys are on here. That's very important. Yeah, so you guys getting me for this cheaper rate, am I going to be locked in on anything?
So it is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on, and it would still be offered on a month-to-month basis. So it would be $298 in the first month. That's with the $99 setup fee, again, reduced from $299. And then $199 a month is an exact amount moving forward, but it is on a month-to-month basis. So it's a fixed rate, a flat rate. It'll never go up, but you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved.
Hmm. Okay, so if you guys aren't successful, you going to give me my money back?
So the first month is non-refundable. But, I mean, if you're with us for 2 months and you don't like the service, a lot of times we'll make that right. I mean, it's our job to earn your business 1 month at a time. And, you know, like I said, the reason it's listed on the website at $399 with the $299 setup fee is that's about what we spend on our end to get you on that first page. So we're certainly invested in your success. I mean, we have to earn your business for a couple of months just to break even, right? But we've been doing this since 2004. And like I said earlier with your question, the clients that give it a month or two, they keep the service long term. I've been with the company myself for almost 11 years, and I've got clients that have been with me from almost the beginning. But as a company, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. And that $199, you'd be grandfathered into that price even if you're with us for years down the road. Even if we raise our prices, you'd still be at that $199 rate. So, I mean, it is something that if you give it the opportunity to work, you'll most likely keep the service.
Who's going to be my rep?
So you do have a dedicated client support team. I am your account lead on this. I am on the phone quite a bit. But if you call me or send me an email or a text message, I can almost always return that call within an hour. But if you wanted to speak with someone faster than that, you do have a dedicated support team that you can reach Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Now, how long does it take to get stats, like you guys are bragging about, being able to produce reports and
right.
metrics? How long does that take?
Yeah, so that usually is up and running within that first week or so. You get your username and password emailed and texted out to you so that you'll have that access, and it is 24/7. You know, the reports are updated in near real time, meaning several times throughout the day the reports do update, so you can look at that information any time of the day, any day of the week.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Because right now my website's getting a little over 1,000 views a month.
Okay.
That's just my business. And my Google business profile, I'm not doing very well. I've only gotten like 429 views since I started in June.
Okay.
That's nothing. That's all from GoDaddy's giving me that number.
Got it.
So I'm getting a good bit of traffic just from people. I don't even know how they're finding me. It doesn't say, but that's a lot of people. But not a lot of people calling, so there's a low conversion rate. And I mean, GoDaddy does all this stuff. They have a whole SEO back end where I can go in and fill out all this stuff and pick keywords for them, and then they'll do a lot of this for me. What's really different from them just doing that and then optimizing it automatically versus you guys going in and doing something else?
Right. So what GoDaddy is doing is they're optimizing your website on page optimization. There's not a lot of additional destinations and directories that would improve your placement and visibility for people that aren't necessarily looking for you specifically, but looking, you know, for gutter cleaning services and things like that.
Okay.
So they've kind of got your website covered. You know, they've optimized the keywords on the website itself. We would do the rest. We would, like I said, attach that website to the additional destinations and directories that Google wants to see. That's going to make it easier for people to find you. Most people rarely, if ever, go past the first page when they're doing that type of search.
Oh, yeah, that's totally true. Yeah, if you're not on the first page, you're basically worthless.
Well, I mean, that's unfortunately the case. And, you know, a lot of people spend thousands of dollars and wait many months for a, you know, web developer to create this website that ends up kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. If it's not on that first page, most people are never going to see it. So, well, that's the important thing is getting it where people can find it without necessarily looking for it directly. I mean, it's always like a digital business card. If someone knows the name of your company or gets recommended to you by someone who's used you before, then they can look you up by name and find that content. But that's not what you want. You want people to find you who don't know the name of your business, who just need your services and are trying to find someone to call. When you're one of those options, you'll get more phone calls.
Okay, so my next question is, when it comes down to the keywords, are you guys going to, like, work with me on picking the best ones? You work with Google on the best ones? Do you go off your own data? Like, you look at people you've worked with in my industry? Like, how do you select the keywords?
So it's really kind of all of that. Yeah, I mean, we are going to do the keyword research to find out what most people are typing in when they're looking for those types of services. But we definitely do work directly with you. One of the first things that we would do is call the client interview. So we'll talk to you in depth about your services and your service area, anything like a mission statement or motto or slogan, So we really will be promoting your business the way you want it to be promoted. And then, of course, you know, as long as you're getting phone calls, we can keep it the way it is. If you ever want to add additional services or take services away, if your focus shifts or changes, and, you know, we can always work with that later on. There's no additional fee or charge to update information down the road.
Okay. Now, are you guys going to tell me what these keywords are? Are you going to, like, kind of walk me through how it works and everything once we get started? Because, like, I don't want to just give you guys the keys to my business in some regard.
No, of course not.
And then just have no clue. I got to know what's going on.
Of course. And it actually works better when our clients are actively involved, and it seems like you certainly will be. So, yeah, we'll do that client interview, and then we'll send you the list of keywords. You can say, yeah, I like it, or you can take that one away, or could you also add this one? And again, like I said, we can always make changes down the road.
Because, like, this, I have, let me, I'm going to pull it up with you, because I got my, this Google Ads campaign going, and it's not doing shit for me.
Yeah,
I've been paying for it for, like, over a month, and I haven't had hardly anything come through for it. I haven't had a single customer say, oh, I found you on Google. And I ask everybody, hey, how'd you
find me? Oh, wow, right.
Yeah, like, the ad campaign says 15,600 impressions and 655 clicks, which is interesting because if they say 655 clicks, wouldn't that take them to my website? But then my GoDaddy says nobody's showing up from Google. So I don't know where the difference is.
I mean, it would normally, right? And an impression is when your business is on the page that person is looking at. That's an impression. So you showed up when someone did that search. A click, obviously, they're clicking on the ad, whether they click directly to the website from there or not. That might be what's happening. But that's part of what's wrong with Google Ads is you get clicks, but you don't get phone calls. And in this case, it looks like maybe you're getting clicks, but they're not even doing that next click to take them to your website, which is the conversion tool that would hopefully get you more phone calls.
And in all reality, if you looked at my website, you go to my website and you look at it, it's not ugly. It's like a pretty good looking website.
You're right.
Like at some point, someone who needs the work is going to reach out to me. And it happens. Like, people find me on Angie, Thumbtack, Nextdoor. You know, people find me on all these other websites I'm paying for. Mm-hmm. But no one's just finding me organically. Like, I've had probably 5 customers, maybe less, since June find me organically. Okay. Like, just on Google without the aid of Thumbtack or Nextdoor or Angie's. So I get all my business pretty much comes from those 3 places. And then referrals.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm trying to build, I want this, random people on the internet need to start signing up with me kind of stuff.
And you're right. I mean, you've got a good-looking website. I mean, it's not the best. It's definitely not the worst. I look at websites all day. It's got what people would want to see in a website, and it's got the reasons why they would pick up the phone and call you. So certainly getting more eyes on this website would generate more phone calls.
Yeah, and if you went... Yeah, if you go to the same website.com/gutters, that's the main, that's what I wanted to work with you guys on. So basically everybody that would click on whatever you guys are optimizing for me would take them to that. That's what I wanted to push first. So I kind of like a, you know, guinea pig. And also that's like my biggest moneymaker right now.
Right. Got it. So that would obviously be our main focus, you know, the gutter services.
Yep. Yeah, that's the moneymaker. And also tree work. Damn, I'm still working on building that part, but damn, tree work. That's another big one.
Right.
I want to get the gutters cranking. I want to at least start getting some action on Google for it. And if it's $300 to start with you, man, like, I'll give you a card real quick and we can just do that. But then I got to be like, you got to give me something in writing that tells me what your obligation is to me.
Yeah, definitely. So you do get everything in writing. You know, in fact, like I said, the voice verification, it's recorded. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, but you do also get everything in writing. looks like the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for us to reach you and then also for your customers to call, the 404-507-579.
Yeah.
And then Josh Tarrant never did get your last name.
It's Hart. It's H-A-R-T.
Just like the business name. Never do want to assume. And then what is a good email address either for you or for the business?
The contact at hfhsgeorgia.com.
Okay. And then, so if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, I would be doing a couple of things, taking a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician, and then I do need to read the voice verification. It's required of us. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there, process the payment, and schedule that follow-up call. Is that fair?
Yeah, man. I do want to see what you will be providing to me in writing before I give you my money. Then I'm all about it. I'm here. We've talked long enough. I feel okay about it. I want to do something, so we got to.
Let me get you an email real quick.
In all reality, man, you guys give me 2 gutter cleanings. That pays for this. So that's, that's you get me 2, we're in. Right. Like, that's good, you know. You give me 2
absolutely.
Every month at least, I'll keep it running.
Right. No, you're absolutely right there. It's not like you're a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs to break even. You know, 2 jobs
nope.
And you're not just breaking even,
2
you're profitable.
Even 1.
Like
you
that.
Get me on
right,
1
yeah.
roof, I'll be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just reducing the price of it. I'm sending you a website. I'm sending you an email here, but I'm reducing the cost of the service here. Reducing that setup fee. Pro package. Send that out to you. So it does have the services that we'll be providing for you on there. Of course, it's got my contact information as well, my toll-free with the extension. You can always respond to the email, too. And like I said, I'm usually able to respond to phone calls, emails, text messages within an hour or so.
Cool.
So, like I said, the voice verification is required. If everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, let me read your email. Can you give me a couple minutes?
Yeah, no, not a problem. I'm going to pull up the client interview calendar.
Thanks, brother.
And see what's available.
Cool. I'll be right back.
Sure.
Are you still here, Paul?
I'm here.
Hey, man. Two wrote, we will promote your phone number and existing website, ageofventuresgeorgia.com. I know we wanted to focus on just the gutter part. Is that the URL y'all were going to push, is the slash gutter?
Well, that's the one that I have, so I was putting it out there on the website or on the email. So is there a different one promoting specifically the gutters?
Yeah, that's like I said, man, with you guys for this, that's what I want to run. I want to see if that's, because if it works out, then I want to start advertising everything. But I want to start with just the gutters.
So what is the URL for that one?
Same, just slash gutters.
Oh, slash gutters. Okay, gotcha.
That's it.
Not a problem. We can make that adjustment pretty easy. I've got that change in our system, just not in the email that I sent out to you.
Cool.
But, yeah, we'll work on the gutters and everything related to gutters. And then I guess the other thing I wanted to clarify here, the business is service-based, right? So you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like a physical address, showroom, or location.
Nope. Yeah, no one's coming to my house. No, I don't go to their place to do the work.
That's what I was wondering, because there is an address here on Angie Leads that Tara found, and I'm assuming that it is your home address, the 2301 Cochise Drive.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So, of course, Google doesn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So that address won't appear anywhere online.
Let's see. Okay, because I'm looking at your packages. You guys have the Pro, which is great for starting.
Right.
Now, I have a Facebook page, but I think Facebook's kind of duty. And Instagram and all that, I just kind of stay away from Meta. They're just kind of evil.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at your Platinum. You guys have this website, optimized website. What do you do there? What is that?
You mean the optimized landing page?
No, it's like you have on this, on the Premier Platinum, you have
website. Right, yeah. So if you didn't already have a website, the Pro package and the Platinum package have a landing page, which is like a one-page website included. And then the Premier Platinum package does have the upgrade to a custom website. So we would be able to do a brand new website for you, either on a brand new domain or using an existing domain. That's mostly, though, for our clients that don't have a website or have an old or outdated website or just don't like their website, a basic website. So we would include that because, I mean, you know, bottom line, it's not just about putting you on the first page. It's about giving the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So you do need really to have a website of some sort. But like we both agree, the website that you have would get you phone calls. We just have to get people to see it. So, but we could do a website for you, and it's included in the Platinum Premier package.
Yeah, I was more curious, but okay. And then my last final question I'm thinking is, once we get this rolling, like I give you money and it starts, It's like, I know this stuff doesn't happen overnight. It takes time.
Right.
You're probably looking at like the first couple weeks where you're just going to be working.
Exactly.
And not, it's not really going to, no results will be seen.
That's pretty much
then I'm
correct,
already two
yeah.
weeks into paying for my first month, and it's like, okay, now I'm kind of banking on the last 2 weeks to see if we can get some action.
That's exactly
that?
Correct.
Is there anything you can work with me on? Huh?
Yeah, so that's exactly how that is. And like I said, we do say 30 to 45 days for the optimum placement and the best return. But we do fully expect you to get phone calls and that one or two jobs that would, you know, offset the cost in that first month. Now, let's say, you know, you're almost the last day of the month and it would bill from today's date, the 17th to, you know, the 16th. Let's say you call us on the 15th of February and you're like, you know, I see what you guys have done. I'm using my tracking system. I see there's some, you know, clicks and impressions. I haven't gotten a job yet, that type of thing. I mean, at that point, you would maybe speak with me or with customer service and say, you know, what can you do about it? I'm about to bill in the next month. I want to keep the service and things like that. I mean, I maybe shouldn't even say this, but I did used to work in client support many years ago for a couple few months anyway. So I do know that a lot of times they'll say, hey, you know, we'll push your billing out for two more weeks, or, you know, they might even, you know, give you a service credit for the next month or something like that. But we definitely do want to earn your business. And you're absolutely right. We're not flipping a switch. You know, it's not like we can get your phone ringing overnight. But if you give it that first and second month, usually you're going to keep the service long term, because after that, it's starting to take effect. And from that point on, you know, like I said, nobody cancels on profit. You know, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. And if you're on that first page, you'll get the phone calls that will make you want to stay on that first page and keep the service.
Okay. Yeah, that all makes sense. It's a timing thing and a money thing. Man, I'd even be, you're talking about the 99 starting and then getting it all working, 200 a month. It's really reasonable.
It's lower than the cost of the service itself that's listed. I mean, it's actually a dollar less than this normal setup fee, you know?
It's really $2.98
to get
it's very
started.
Reasonable.
And it, $1.99
after
that.
It's very reasonable. I'm looking at the $200 that sunk into the damn Google Ads. I'm like,
right. Well, I mean, you're qualifying. You can thank a couple of things. The name change being recent, and Tara using that as a reason to leverage the new in business rate for you, because the new in business rate is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. We know that new companies and all.
Oh man, you don't got to. Yeah, man, you don't got to explain that. It's good. I'm on board. I'm all here. I'm ready to try.
You
want to
make it affordable for you?
Let's roll something. Let's just do it. Let's just get it going, man. I can't keep
it. Your success is our success. We want to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work, because then it works, and it works for everybody. So, like I said, I have to read the voice verification, Mr. Hart. It is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question. And give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. Says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Hart. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
The Hart Family of Home Services.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Hart, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Joshua Hart. I'm the owner.
Okay. And, Mr. Hart, as the owner of the Hart Family of Home Services, Josh, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Josh, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hart, it then says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is, in fact, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Josh, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And it sounds like you'd be very active, even using your tracking system and things like that. Like I said, it does work better when you're actively involved. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do request that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask, first of all the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Mr. Hart, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's going
on. Yeah, I canceled Google Ads already, so we're rocking.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and the other reason that we ask, and we do what's called a NAPW audit, stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So, of course, we'll make sure that there is no physical address for your business since nobody comes to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply to the setup fee as well as to the subscription itself, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 17th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month and the further reduced amount of $199. That $199, Josh, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories. Now, this is offered on a month-to-month basis, meaning it is completely at will, no contract. Of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Josh, you can also pause the service. Whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Hart, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Josh, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
So let me reiterate. You basically say I can cancel whenever I want, and you guys renew automatically on the day, like the 17th. Every month.
Correct. So it would bill on the 17th of the month for $199 moving forward. It's $298 today. Got that one-time $99 setup fee. And as long as you call us a couple of days before the 17th, we can stop that charge. Like I said, I used to work in client support for a while many years ago. I do know if you call the day after, a couple of few days after, and say, yeah, I meant to call you before, we would reverse that payment. But like I said, to prevent the charge from happening on the 17th, we request that you call us a couple of days before.
Cool. Yeah, all is good.
Okay. So that actually does conclude the voice verification, Josh. And then that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
This is a Visa.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's just Joshua Hart.
Joshua Hart. No middle initial. Okay. And you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4, all Visa cards
do.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, 4447-9625-8559-8182. The expiration is August 26th.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
Oh, 428.
428? So I've got...
Yeah.
428-428 on the back. I've got 08 or August of 2026 for the expiration date. And then, Joshua's the card itself, 44-47, 96-25, 85-59, 81-82.
The first four digits are 4447.
4447, yeah. 44-47, 96-25, 85-59, 81-82. Is it billing currently at that home address, the 2301 Cochise Drive, 30102?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you'll receive through our automated system a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, wait. What are you giving me?
The client support phone number. It's the same toll-free number.
Oh,
that,
is it an email?
Yeah, you'll get it by email. It's the same toll-free number
no
that I have. And you have that number already on the email that I sent out to you. It's the same toll-free number, just option one or extension one. And like I said, you can reach client support live Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7
cool.
p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team. It's just support@localsplash.com, and they'll follow up with you within that same or following business day. You'll get all of that by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we did just go over in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing, and you'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive that link, that text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. And then the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So I could get you in at 11 o'clock. Let's see, 11 might be too tight. They're already booked out for 11. So
what day is it?
This would be today if you're available. There's a 12, 1, and a 2 o'clock, and then this afternoon there is a 4 or a 5 o'clock. We're booked out.
Let's go with the 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock. It is a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time, and it should get you pretty close to, if not right at, 2 o'clock. If I am in between phone calls, when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions that you might have. I may already be on a call, in which case, of course, they'll call you on their own. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to set up a little bit of extra security, whether I'm on that call or not, just a question and an answer here. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with the Hart family of home services, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we'll still ask the most likely for the answer to the security question. And even more important, anyone who calls you moving forward telling you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within a minute, then just let them go. That's not us. And if they're asking for more money, that's not us. Like I said, the voice verification is for your protection, and it clearly states it bills once a month moving forward for $199. There's no other reason for anybody to ask for any more money. Certainly, we won't. So if they are, just let them go. If you have any questions, you can call me or call client support. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in, Josh, or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My pet's name?
Well, those are the two options. Let's do it.
You're going to laugh at what my pet's name is.
What is the answer?
Her name's Tara.
Oh, you're kidding. No kidding.
Nope.
I guess I could or won't tell Tara that. T-A-R-A?
No, T-E-R-R-A, like Earth. Tara, Earth.
Oh, like Earth. Okay. Then it's not exactly the same. I won't
say. But, I mean, yeah. Yeah, not like a human Tara.
That is funny, though, and I did laugh. So
hey, maybe stop and listen to her. You can tell her that.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's funny. Okay, so Tara, you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the
I got a bunch of stuff coming in, yeah.
Oh, boy. You sure did. I mean, they do often piggyback the other emails. I kind of wish they would wait a little bit, but the system doesn't. But the one that we want you, you did get the welcome email. That's the one with the client support phone number and the information
yep.
there. And then the one that we want you to look at now, though, is the local splash initial invoice. If you click on that, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that, click here. It opens up the local splash terms of experience, beginning with the services we'll be providing on the left-hand side, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Yep, I'm on it.
Okay, so you can look at that on your own. I don't want to walk you through everything there. If it's got an asterisk by it,
it's all done.
May not be
I signed it.
It. Okay. If you're a step ahead and it's asking you for a username and a password, you can stop right there. The reason you're seeing
yep.
that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do the client interview first for there to be something to track. But within a day or so, you'll get by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password once you access your account. Some people never do change it. Either way, it's up to you. I can actually give you the username. That's been assigned, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it's easy to remember. It's just the phone number we're speaking on, area code included, but just numbers. So no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So, of course, your username is simply 404-507-2579. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please use your username or phone number. Makes it a lot easier for us to access and then forward that information out. In fact, I'm sending you that calendar invite, and then an hour prior to your scheduled phone call, you'll receive an automated email. The calendar invite that I'm sending out to you is just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. So at 1 o'clock, you'll also get another email from us, the automated reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 2. And then you already did receive an additional email. It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Obviously, Google has made the process of being listed on the first page a little bit more comprehensive. It is by design. It's to make sure that the businesses that populate there are actual legitimate businesses that would provide a fair service at a fair price. So anything you can send us would help us out there. It doesn't have to be everything, but any tools or equipment or a picture of your service vehicle, a business card. Obviously, there's not a physical workplace, but where you park the vehicle when you're not using it for work would be fine, or even a close-up of the tools in the truck itself. Is the business licensed and or insured?
Yes.
And then are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yep. Monday through Friday.
Is it like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
So, office hours, 9 to 5, 8 to 5, I think I got 8 to 5 listed.
At this point, are you taking cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash Apps, all of it? Okay, gotcha. That's just to give my client interview technician a little bit of a head start. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls right at that 2 o'clock or a couple minutes after when our technician's ready to call you, then I'll be speaking with you as well before the end of the day. But just in case I'm not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, looking forward to getting this going for you, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business 1 month at a time.
Cool, man.
All right, Josh. I appreciate you. You do prefer Josh over Joshua, right?
Josh is cool.
Josh, okay. Sounds good, Josh. I've got it in the notes that way, too. Mr. Hart, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and hopefully I'll be able to speak with you before the end of it. But either way, we'll be calling you again in that 2 o'clock hour.
Cool. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye now.
All right.
Bye.